And Caleb Cuttis joins us from Three Rivers Public Health Department. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, always nice to have you here. This month is National Emergency Preparedness Month. So lots of things to be prepared about or for, right? Or things that we should be doing.
Yeah, lots of stuff that we can do to get ready for an emergency. And right now is probably the best time, honestly. If you're looking at emergencies that happen in Nebraska that are kind of widespread, you think about things like big storms and tornadoes. Those typically happen more often in the spring or winter storms, which hopefully are going to hold off for a couple of months. So right now is the time to get prepared and make a plan.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's in the back of my mind a lot of times. Oh, maybe I should be prepared for that. But maybe I'm not always doing those things. So what are some of the things that we should be doing?
Yeah. So there's some really simple things that you can do to make sure your family's ready for an emergency. One thing that you can do, if you go to ready.gov, they have some great templates for this. But just write down communication information for all of your family members. Phone numbers, work phone numbers, any medical issues they might have. Just so you have that information written down, easy to access. Access for your kids and everybody in the family. You want to put together a preparedness kit too, and that's going to be all the essentials that you might need if you had to stay home for a significant amount of time.
Like what? What kind of things would you put in a kit?
Yeah, there's some simple things that probably everybody knows. Food and water for a couple of days. Water, you want to have 1 gallon per person for several days. You're going to use that to drink and possibly clean yourself off. Flashlight with extra batteries, first aid kit. And there's some other things that you can look online. There's all kinds of different plans to put together a preparedness kit. But basically the things that you would need to survive for a couple of days, maybe if you didn't have access to a grocery store or power.
I think also with winter coming up, it's pretty important to have a preparedness kit in your car.
Absolutely, yeah. And you want to have, for that, you can add things like jumper cables and blankets, I don't think any of us have ever done this, but it is possible to slide off the road in winter and get stuck in snow
Never.
For a little bit. So,
yeah, no, that is very possible. And there's been some. It's been a little while since we've had any kind of weather like that. But even if you're out and about and you see somebody in the ditch, it's nice to have that kit.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't necessarily want to leave your car running, because if you're stuck in the snow, your muffler might be blocked and then you have a carbon monoxide issue. So having those blankets is really important.
Yeah. And there, I know in some homes, some people do have that bunker, not a lot, but where they have everything stored away. A great idea. And I don't know, as far as generators and that kind of thing go, I imagine that's all part of the plan too.
Sure. Yeah. Having a generator is great if that's something you can afford. That's losing power is certainly a possibility in Nebraska with all the wind and winter storms and things like that we have.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Just before anything happens, though, it's nice to have that, maybe some sort of an alert that comes on your phone. Is there a way... Or maybe you can tell us how we can receive those alerts and warnings.
Yeah. So, before you can respond to an emergency, you have to know one is going on, right? So probably one of the best ways that it's out there is if you go to whatever county you live in, your county website, for Three Rivers, we cover Saunders, Dodge, and Washington counties. Go to your county website and click on the Emergency Manager tab. All three counties have a program called Alert Sense. And with Alert Sense, you can sign up, give them your cell phone, your email, and anytime there's any kind of an emergency going on, they will send you an alert. It'll come up on your phone. I have it on my phone, and it's really handy, just to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. That way you're not guessing or watching your social media platforms and saying, oh my gosh, this is what's going on, right?
Yeah, social media, you can see some things that are true and some things that aren't. So.
Or what do they say, like the Nebraskans, tornado's coming and you're out on your porch.
Right.
Yeah.
Looking, here it comes.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you should be in your basement.
Yeah, that's the point where you should probably be in that shelter you were talking about.
Yes. So.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Caleb Cuttis, our emergency response coordinator for Three Rivers, with us. Obviously, if people do have some questions, they can give the office a call.
Yeah, 402-727-5396, or you can go to threeriverspublichealth.org.